Good day, everybody. Welcome to Random Play. I'm Doug Cox, your host, here for the next 2 hours to hopefully bring you a nice mix of music. The theme behind my show, Random Play, is that I'm a musician and a music producer. I've been in the music business for over 40 years now, and all that time I've collected a huge amount of music, demos, live tapes, board tapes, all kinds of stuff. I put it all into iTunes and press shuffle. Generally, we go from there, so I don't really know what you're going to hear until you know what you're going to hear, but I think it's always a really interesting journey through a bunch of different music. Lots of it, hopefully, you will only hear right here on Random Play. We're going to kick off today's show with kind of a poignant version of a Neil Young song. This is Ohio, and it's actually performed by the Kent State University Choir, who, of course, are the people from that university in Ohio where the horrible murders happened during the Nixon days. Have a listen to this, Ohio by the Kent State University Choir. Welcome to Random Play.
Ni ganigwita pi anata Sawi. Thank you. Well, I gave her all she needed. I loved her all I could. Why she wanted more boys, I never understood. And at times that I would leave her, never could decide whether I was gone for good then or just for one last ride. So give her diamonds, four fingers, and rhinestones for her head. Give her dresses for her body. She'll curse you and she'll haunt you. Do it with a smile. Even when you're on the long road, been down it many a mile. Even when you're on the long road.
Ah, there you have a very sweet version of a Willie P. Bennett song. That was Jackson Haldane from way up north, Yellowknife area, I believe, in the Yukon. The tune's called Willie's Diamond Joe, and that's a tune that Jackson put out. For those that you don't know, Willie P. Bennett, he was one of our great, great, great songwriters. Died quite a few years ago now, and Jackson has had quite a bit to do with keeping his music alive and out there. A beautiful version of that tune. You can see Jackson Haldane, along with his musical partner Gordy Tentrees, at this summer's Vancouver Island Music Fest. I'm thrilled they're going to be coming up to Courtney. That's where I am. And joining us at the festival, and you can find out more about that at islandmusicfest.com. Lots of great stuff coming there this year. Before that, we heard from somebody from even further north. That was Adrian Sutherland. And he comes from the Attawapiskat people of James Bay, way, way, way up north. And that was a tune called Natawi, or Father, is the English translation. Adrian Sutherland, a wonderful young singer-songwriter. The record's called Precious Diamonds, opening up today's Random Play. A beautiful version of the Neil Young song, Ohio, sung by the Kent State University Choir. And they are the people to be singing that song with what's going on in the world today. Of course, Neil Young wrote that song when the National Guard came in during the Vietnam War protests and killed four people. And I don't know if you know the story behind that song, but it's quite interesting. It actually bumped one of the singles that Crosby, Stills, and Nash had put out. I think it might have been Our House. But they wanted to get that song out so fast that they had one song that was climbing up the charts just like a rocket, and they bumped it right off and released Ohio immediately. It kind of killed the other song, but it became one of the iconic songs of that time period, for sure, a time of protest and a time where singer-songwriters were still kind of allowed to say what they wanted to say sometimes on commercial radio. Pretty cool stuff. And what a beautiful version that was. I'm Doug Cox, and you are listening to Random Play. We're going to go now to, oh, this is cool, a wonderful singer named Claudia Lanier, and she put out a record called Phew, P-H-E-W, in the early 70s, and this features a fairly early recording of Ry Cooter joining in with her. This is a song called Sing with the Children. Claudia Neer featuring Ry Cooter.
just to keep away. It's getting up in the morning. It's more than I could ever, ever, ever hope to take.
Ooh.
every time it registers another bird. But down among the reeds and rushes, the baby girl was found, her eyes as clear as centuries, her silky hair was brown.
Ever been lonely, ever been lied to, never had so many fear, nothing denied to.
Born at
the end stand,
church bells chime,
the whole world whispering,
born at the right time.
Master,
Yes, indeed. What a great version of that song. Alvin Bishop, one of the most underrated guitar guys, I would say. From a classic record he put out called Live Raisin Hell. It's a double live album. Back in the days when they used to be able to put those kind of albums out, guitar-driven, bluesy, wonderful stuff. That, of course, featured the wonderful vocals of Mickey Thomas, who was the lead singer for Alvin Bishop's band for quite a while. Fooled around and fell in love. Before that, Paul Simon with Born at the Right Time and opening up that set of music. Claudia Lanier featuring Ry Cooder from a record that I think came out in 1973 called Phew, P-H-E-W, I think that's how you say that, was Sing With The Children. And I'm Doug Cox, and you are listening to Random Play. I hope you're singing along. You are more than welcome to on this show, for sure. There's a gentleman who's coming to Canada for his first time ever this summer in July to play at Vancouver Island Music Fest and the Harrison Festival of the Arts. He is a young Zydeco monster. His name is Curly Taylor, and his band is called Zydeco Trouble. And you will be seeing them this summer right here on the island. Keep an eye out for them if you haven't heard them yet. This is a tune called Must Be the Music. It's kind of a lovely mix of Zydeco and almost New Orleansy kind of soul. I know he's from Louisiana. It's interesting stuff. I really like it. It kind of sounds like the Neville Brothers meet Zydeco music a little bit. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. And a tune called Must Be the Music. This is from his record called Country.
Must be the music.
It must be the music. together, I would feel so much more better to be sitting right behind the wheel. I want that red Ferrari, but the dealer said I'm sorry. I'd do anything I could to put you in it, but it cost an awful lot. And that money that you got, well, there ain't no way you're ever gonna get it. Besides, you ain't got no credit.
Yeah, I feel for you, man, but I got a story just like that.
Lay it on me.
I was looking at a catalog. I'll tell you what I saw. It was a Fender Telecaster guitar. Practice and practice, playing faster and faster. Pretty soon I know it'd make me a star. I want that Telecaster. It's the one that I've been after, but it don't look like I'm ever gonna pick it. Cause it costs an awful lot, and the money that I got, well, there ain't no way gonna get it. I might as well admit it.
Oh, Lord. Well, check this out, man.
Another one?
Yeah. That pretty senorita looks so fine on her two feet, and she wiggles when she's walking down the street. Lord knows I can't afford it, and she's never gonna know it. The only thing she's missing is me. But I'm never gonna
man, sometimes I want to just give it all up and go back to rock and roll, if you know what I mean. What a great track. That was Dave Edmonds, and that was the original version of that song, Queen of Hearts. Of course, most people would know it by Juice Newton, if you're ancient like me. That song was written by Hank DeVito, believe it or not, who was a pedal steel player, and I guess mostly famous for his time with Emmylou Harris. But still, what a cool song for a steel player to write, and what a great version. Dave Edmonds, one of the guys who carries on the tradition of rock and roll. Before that, two other guys who do the same thing. Big Al Anderson from his record called Strings, and that was a song he co-wrote and co-sang with his buddy Pat McLaughlin. The tune's called I Want, I Want, I Want. What a great vibe on that tune as well. Pat McLaughlin's mostly known for his time with John Prine, I guess. Killer singer-songwriter as well. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble opened up that set of music with a tune called Must Be the Music from a record called Country Boy. And once again, you will see Curly this summer at Vancouver Island Music Fest, closing the show on Friday night. And also at the Harrison Festival of the Arts over at Harrison Hot Springs. You'll see him there too. First time to Canada. Once again, another first for Vancouver Island Music Fest. We have somebody else coming through next week, actually, playing British Columbia. His name's Martin Harley, and he's from the UK. And he is a fabulous slide guitar player, singer-songwriter, roots musician. I think he's put out about 10 albums now. And he will be playing the Old Church Theater here in Courtney on the 24th, but he'll also be doing numerous dates throughout the province. And I know Random Play plays throughout the province, so keep an eye out for him wherever you might be located. This is Martin Harley, and it's the title track from one of his great records called Roll with the Punches. Oh,
Well, the press is down, the boss ain't here, and he's gone north for a while. They say that vanity got the best of him, but he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat, and that smile is so hard to resist. Look, what's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know, I once knew a woman who looked like you. She wanted a whole man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was a child. You kind of remind me of her when you laugh. In order to deal in this game, gotta make the queen disappear. It's done with a flick of the wrist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know a woman like you should be at home. That's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. Just how much abuse will you be able to take? Well, there's no way to tell by the first kiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You could make a name for yourself. You could hear them tie squeal. You could be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass. Make a deal. They say the news of you has come down the line even before you come in the door. Listen now. They say in your father's house there's many mansions. Each one has got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby. People are jealous of you. They smile to your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? Got to be an important person to be in here, honey. Got to have done some evil deed. You got to have your own harem when you come in the door. Got to pick that guitar until your fingers bleed. They say that patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you king. There's only one step down from here, baby. It's called the land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
For a little while. Live your life.
Live your life.
Before you die.
Before you die.
Only might be. For a little while. Just come around, it'll just come around and knock you down. Death ain't gonna touch you on your heart. It's just gonna come around, it's gonna walk on in and knock you down. Time to laugh.
Take time to laugh.
Or maybe time to cry.
Maybe cry.
Or climb the mountain.
Mountain.
Swim the sea. Take time to laugh.
Take time to laugh.
Or maybe cry.
Maybe cry.
You can climb the mountain. A swim to sea. Oh yeah.
Live Your Life, from the album Recapturing the Banjo. That's Otis Taylor and obviously Keb Moe singing the lead vocals on that. Beautiful, beautiful record that is. That's one of my all-time favorite roots music records. Check it out, Recapturing the Banjo by Otis Taylor and a bunch of very special guests. Before that, Tony Rice does Bob Dylan. Sweetheart Like You from the Tony Rice record called Me and My Guitar. And opening up that set, a man from the UK who will be visiting our fair province in the next couple of weeks, actually next weekend. Martin Harley is his name, and that is the title track to his record called Roll With The Punches, and he is an extraordinary guitar player, slide guitar player, singer-songwriter. It's going to be great to see him here in BC again. I'm Doug Cox. You're listening to Random Play. If you like what you hear and you need to find out how to spell something, if you want to go out and buy some of this music, or if I say it too fast, you just can't understand what I'm saying, go to my website, dougcox.org. Click on the Random Play header and you can listen to this week's show and past week's shows as well and find out through the playlist exactly what I've played. And I, as always, would encourage you to go out and buy some of this music. It really helps the artists a lot and makes them feel good too. So get out there and support some live music and buy some music. We have one more song for this set and then we're coming back for another full hour. So I hope you'll stick around. We're going to listen now to a man who's also coming to play Music Fest this year. He's going to be playing on Sunday night. He is one of the absolute legends of the Canadian music scene and of producing. Produced everybody from U2 to Peter Gabriel to the Neville Brothers to Bob Dylan. A master in the studio and a master on the stage as well. Can you guess who I'm talking about? I can't hear you. It's Daniel Lanois from Quebec. Fabulous artist, and we're going to listen to a piece of music that he contributed to a thing that is actually a soundtrack for a game, not for a movie. Sorry, having a little trouble with my computer here. Oh, here we go. This is from the music of Red Dead Redemption number 2. It's from the original soundtrack, and it's called Mountain Finale, featuring the great Daniel Lanois. And I will see you after we take a short break after this. Here's Daniel Lanois.